This conference is being recorded.
Hey everybody, we have right now one of my best buds, a guy making seven figures in his studio. You've probably seen him driving around his Ferrari in a bunch of Bezos' videos. We have Sam Bacchiar on the line. What's going on, Sam?
Hey Steve, what's happening, buddy? How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. To tell you the truth, I'm pretty excited to do this interview today, man, because you are killing it. You are just dominating your area, you know, in the Chino Hills area. You're the fitness studio destroyer. You have the reputation where like a fitness studio pops up, and not only do you take all their business, but you shut them down too, man. I mean, you're kind of insane, Sam. You know, I got to admit.
Thank you very much, Steve. You know, I just, you know, want to run a business right. You know, just run a good marketing campaign. You got to have good customer service. You know, you got to have all the systems in place for you to be able to have a good functioning studio, you know. And I just try to do the best I can and let everybody else do theirs.
Well, you know what? You do just that. And I just want to, like, let's just jump right into this. Sam, right now, what's the one thing that you're doing that's just kicking butt for you right now? For marketing-wise?
You know, I've been really working on my website to be able to boost the conversion rates to get the people. I try to drive the people into my website. I do a pay-per-click campaign. I do a lot of SEO, search engine optimization for my website. Basically, if you go type in personal trainer anywhere around the 10 cities that I'm trying to pull from, you know, I'm one of the first ones who pop out even on the organic search engines. So once people find my website, then it's my duty to make sure that I can convert them into either a prospect, from a prospect to a client. And that's by having a good sales copy, by having a lot of social proof testimonials, and by giving them something of value, like say a free report, something they can download so I can get their information, email information so I can market to them all day long.
So since you've been doing that and working on your site and adding the testimonials, I know before you had I've seen your website recently, man. It's fitnessconcepts.com, right, Sam?
Yes, it's fitconcepts.com.
Fitconcepts.com, and it's pretty freaking awesome, dude. And it's a huge improvement than what it was before. I remember before you had like a lot of options, a lot of buttons, like more of like an information site. Now you got like really a direct response sales copy site. Have you seen a big difference since you've done that?
Oh my God, yes. You know, and thanks a lot to my buddy Chris McCombs. He basically walked me through the steps. You know, Chris, I don't know all this technical stuff, and I really don't want to, you know, but I know, you know, what I do is I just hire the best help to make sure everything's running the way. You know, I really don't want to be, the detail side of it. I don't want to be a technician. I just, go to the person who already been there, done that, and they can tell me what I need to do, and I outsource it, and it gets done.
So you're saying that one of the keys to your success is that you just, rather than you trying to wear all the hats, you find the best people, pay them money to do what they do, and then you just trying to sit back and watch your income go through the roof.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Steve. You know, like right now, it's Friday. It's 10 o'clock. It's beautiful. It's like 80 degrees. You know, man, I don't want to be in the gym. You know, I'm dropping the top out of my car. I'm going to Newport Beach, going to relax and meeting some friends. And this, you know, but I got to tell you, I wasn't always like that. I used to work 14, 15, 16 hours a day, and I was making a good living, but I didn't have a life, So it comes to a point in your life and say, you know what, all the income in the world is not worth it if I have to be inside of, a four-wall gym all day long. So, I read books, thanks to E-Myth, thanks to 4-Hour Work Week, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I always try to educate myself, and I hired some mentors and, sat down with them and see what I can do to systematize my business so that, hey, I don't have to be here. And whether I'm there or whether I'm not there, it's going to generate the same income for me, rather than, like I said, you trying to do everything, rather than me doing the direct sales, and I do the sales, set up the email autoresponders, open the door. I can't do everything. So it's better for me just to make sure the day-in-day systems are working rather than trying to wear different hats like you were saying.
Oh, damn, absolutely, man. And so, like, when you're tell me a little bit about like what you do, you know, versus the average maybe studio owner or personal trainer, when you're working on the business, you know, on it, growing it, versus in the business as a technician.
I look at the overall picture. I step back from the outside of gym and say, okay, what systems do I need to put in for it to be my business successful? Well, we know, first of all, we need clients. So we have to have a good marketing system, which, I have a direct sales letter, and I do a couple of direct response letters and ads that go out to the community. Also have my pay-per-click and my, search engine optimization for my website. I do some email marketing, so those are the marketing parts of it. But we know marketing is just going to bring the people in the door. That's not going to sell them and not have them become a client. So once the client gets in the door, once the client calls, then I have to put sales systems in place to make sure they come in there and we can close them on a deal and get them as a client. Once we get somebody as a client, then we got to retain them. You can get all the cl you know you can do all the marketing in the world and bring all the people in the world in and even sell them. But if you don't retain them, then it's like you open up, the faucet that, you're not stopping the leak. It keeps leaking out, and no matter how much you open up the faucet, you still are not accumulating water. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
We have to make sure that we provide excellent customer service. Make sure they're happy, and I got systems with that. I send out an anonymous survey via email, to my clients. The one that I recommend is called SurveyMonkey. Every 4 weeks, my clients get a survey, and that tests every system in my business. It says, okay, how are we doing in the front desk? How is the cleanliness of the gym? How good is your trainer? How is the workouts? How timely are they? For every system, my gym is getting tested every month. So when I get the result of the survey back, I know exactly what part of my business needs work on and what I need to make sure, tighten up which system.
Really? So you do that every 4 weeks with all your clients?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So just in case anyone's wondering what that was, SurveyMonkey.com, and I believe, is that a free service, Sam?
No, actually, it's free up to so many people. But I think it costs like very minimal, like $19 a month or something like that. I really don't know how much I even pay for it. My assistant takes care of all that. But for $19 a month, but I mean, it's invaluable information. There's no way, I have right now over 800 active clients. There's no way in hell that I'm going to be able to know what everybody's thinking. And when you send an anonymous survey, people can talk anonymously and tell you exactly what's wrong with your business without revealing themselves. And that's what a lot of people do. I bet you have a lot of clients in the past, and I had a lot of clients in the past that something's wrong with your business. Maybe the trainer is not pushing them, or maybe the trainer is late, or maybe, I don't know, they're upset because there was towels on the floor. I don't know, anything. But they don't want to say anything because they don't want to get somebody in trouble. They'd rather just not say anything and not resign. And you know as well as I do, Steve, that as a business owner, you have to. You want people to say something because if something's wrong, you want them to say something so you can fix it. But people rather not do that. So by this way, they can stay anonymous, they can speak their mind, and you can, fix what needs to be fixed.
Hey Sam, do you think later on you could maybe have your assistant email me the survey questions that you ask, and I could put it up so that other people could use those questions as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No problem at all. I will have Juliana email those to you as soon as possible.
Dude, that's one of those things that it's so simple. Like you think, yeah, that makes sense. Survey your clients. But Sam, the fact that you do it on a system every 4 weeks, man, you got your finger on the pulse. You can stay ahead of the curve at all times, man. That honestly, I think that's brilliant, dude, that you do that.
Well, I appreciate it, Steve. You know as well as I know, man, for anything to work, it has to be systematized. You can't just do a survey one time and don't do another time. It has to do with everything. Ads. You can't just put an ad out one day, don't put it next week, and don't put it next week. Email marketing, you have to do the same thing. And that's another thing I want to talk to you about, Steve, is that my blog, man. I mean, again, thanks to Chris, thanks to Bedros, and thanks to you, man. I mean, I've learned a lot from you. I started a blog now that it's so popular. It's just bringing the whole community together. People are interacting, and it's just been really good, and it's been, getting my search engines way up, you know, my rankings on the search engine. So that's also been one of the tools I've been using. That's been working great.
Sam, what's the name of your blog so that we can see what a really successful blog looks like for the end user being clients?
It's fitconcepts.com/fitness.
Fitconcepts.com/fitness. Okay, cool. Fitconcepts.com/fitness. Awesome, man. And on your blog, give me a little bit of your strategy of how you post on your blog. How often do you do it? What kind of stuff do you blog about?
You know, one thing that I made sure before I committed to the blog, I made sure that I systematically have to post at least one every Wednesday. I told myself every Wednesday I have to post a blog, you know. So that's been great. You know, that's been working because, you know, again, just like anything else, you can't do a blog and just, you know, one week you do it, one week you don't do it, one week you do five, one week you don't do any. You have to systematically have a system that you're going to post a blog and people are looking forward to it and wanting to hear from it. Also, a blog has to be, I hate to say it, semi-controversial. You know, if you want people to really, really, you have to have a little bit of, a little bit of flavor to it. You can't just be a boring blog. You can't just say, you know what, let me show you the effect of vitamin C and antioxidants. You know, people can pick up any book and read about that. But you have to talk about, you know, stuff that, hey, you know, a little controversial. Like, I have to give you an example. I posted a blog last week about Jay Maguire. You know, Jay Maguire recently went on record and is trying to sell a book about his brother, Mark Maguire, who he allegedly said he gave him steroids. You know, all of a sudden, 4 years later, he wants to come out and bring that up because he wants to make money, but he says because he's a Christian. So I post that up, and I really rammed him on the blog. And, man, I had comments coming through the roof, and people were like, wow. So blog has to be, you know, a little bit on the edge.
Oh, definitely. Got to be interesting, man.
Thanks.
People are bored, man. They need to be entertained. They need to be challenged a little bit. And yeah, good old controversy, man. I think that's one of the secret formulas to a successful blog, man. So, hey, what are some of the other things that you're doing? Like, okay, so you got the website cranking for you, just spitting out cash out of your computer. That's awesome, man. You got your direct mail marketing. Can you tell me just a little bit, like touch on that just a little bit, how you do your direct mail?
Well, I start, you know, I do direct mail a couple of different ways. You know, a lot of times when I do direct mail, you know, I recently started going to door hangers, you know, rather than, say, sending like a postcard. I found out with door hangers, you know, I get a lot better response because people actually have to pick it up. Nobody's going to let a door hanger, you know, on their door, you know, leave it there forever. You know, nobody wants that. They have to actually pick it up and look at it. So once they pick it up, I got to have something so compelling that they have to read it, you know. So it's going to be either some crazy before and after picture, a crazy headline, you know, a free offer. So they want to have to call the action right away. I found out that, you know, postcards are good, but they're not as good as door hangers because what do we get a lot of? Junk mail. So I don't know about you, Steve, but when I get my mail, I get a bulk of mail every day, you know, that I come to the house. I stand right in front of the garbage I look at them, see which ones I want to look at, which ones I don't. If I don't see a stamp on it, you know, then I know, oh, it's probably junk mail, you know, you throw it out. You know, if I don't see something that's familiar, I throw it out. So, you know, that's been very, you know, helpful now with the door hangers. But the thing with the door hangers, you want to have a very reputable company for you to make sure they get hang on the doors. You know, because sometimes you get the company that says, okay, I'm going to put these 20,000 door hangers on the homes, and they put 10,000 and they dump the other 10,000, you would never know. So you just want to make sure that you trust the company and they've been around.
Dude, Sam, is there any, are you getting your, I know you just started doing it yet. Do you have any idea like what your conversion rate is yet on those door hangers? I know you just started doing them.
You know, roughly, you know, I get about 2% that call.
Okay.
At a 2% that call, we close 50% of it, so we close 1%.
Okay. And so how many are you putting out there usually at a time there?
So I usually put out about 20,000.
Okay. So that's about 20. Is that right? 1%?
Yes. Yeah. That would give me 20 clients. And my average ticket is $2,500.
Now, what? How much is it costing you to do 20,000 of those flyers or of those door hangers?
20,000 door hangers will cost you roughly to buy them about $1,700, and to get them hung is about $1,500. So at the door, $3,200, you're done. And at $3,200, you get 20 new clients. That's 20 times 2,500. That's $50,000. Not a bad return on your investment.
Dude, stop for a second. So you're telling me you spend about $1,700 to make $50,000?
Well, no. I spent $3,200 to make
$50,000. Oh, sorry. $3,200 to make $52,000?
And just in the front end.
Dude. I just want everyone to freaking hear that, man. That's the power of, first of all, man, that's awesome. That's the power of knowing your numbers, knowing your conversion rates. You know, Sam knows that every time he spends $3,200, he's making $50,000.
Yes.
Dude, that is awesome, man. Let me see. That actually comes to, every time Sam spends $1, he makes $15.
You know, and that's a trade that you do all day, you know, and that's what, you know, but here's the thing, you know, I got to tell you, Steve, I've lost more money than I made. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, well, I knew all this. I knew exactly what to do. I'm not, you know, when I first started my business, I was just a bodybuilder, you know, and I just didn't know anything about marketing, didn't know anything about advertising, didn't know anything about lead conversion, nothing. So I just put an ad of me in a muscle shirt. I said, hey, you know, basically, look at me. I'm a Mr. Bodybuilder. You got to come work out with me. Well, that doesn't sell anything, you know. And so I, you know, knew the power of attention-grabbing headlines, the power of social proof, the power of direct response marketing, the power of lead generation. That's when you start becoming really savvy on how to make money, you know. And I didn't know that until I started educating myself. Like I said, we are reading books. We are reading you know, self-educating, you know, hiring mentors and coaches to help me with these things. And that's what, you know, I can't emphasize enough that I see personal trainers that, they just want to go to the gym and they don't see any, improvement. You know, they become technicians. You know, they have to step back and say what they have to do. They have, you know, to learn the business side of it. And, you know, for me, it was, you know, self-educating and hiring mentors, and I always, you know, encourage people to do that. You know, hey, if I'm going somewhere, if I'm coming to your place, Steve, if I'm driving around and I don't know what the hell I'm doing, I don't know how to get, I'm lost, well, for God's sakes, you know, swallow your pride, pull over and ask for directions from somebody or go to the gas station. Well, I don't know why a lot of trainers don't do that. You know, they need to, you know, learn, you know, the business side of it, you know, read books, self-educate, hire coaches to be able to, you know, to improve their business.
Dude, Sam, by the way, I pulled up your blog, dude. I'm going to tell you something. Dude, this blog is badass, dude.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Coming from you, man, that means a lot to me, man. Thank you.
Oh, listen, man, I one thing that dude, a lesson to be learned from Sam's blog, dude, you did something in here that is brilliant, bro. You got Sam went out and went to restaurants and did healthy restaurant reviews on all the local restaurants in the area. Dude, he's got interviews with the owners. He got video with the owners, with the managers. He's standing outside the restaurants. Interviews with chiropractors. Interviews with like all sorts of influential people in the community. And I can guarantee that these people now are huge fans of Fitness Concepts, and I basically Sam could do anything he wants there. He wants to put his advertisements in there. He wants to put maybe a thing on the menu for Fitness Concepts. Fit Concepts meals. Dude, Sam, is that part of your strategy with interviewing all these restaurants as well as to develop relationships?
Absolutely. You know, I currently have about 6 restaurants that they have a fitness concept menu. So I'm constantly on top of people's mind. You know, Chino Hills is a very tight-knit area. So people go to restaurants out a lot. There's a lot of family. So they go in there and they take fitness concepts. Oh, my God, I've seen fitness concepts before. Matter of fact, I know somebody that goes there. Wow, they have a menu here. So it just, you know, it's called top-of-the-mind awareness that, I want, fitness concepts to be just like Coke and Pepsi is in the world. I want fitness concepts to be in the inland area.
Wow, dude, that is brilliant, Sam. And, it's kind of like I know a lot of trainers, they know that, network local businesses is the way to go, of course, but I think a lot of trainers don't know how to go about it. Usually they go up to them and they say, hey, can you refer me clients? Or, hey, can I put my advertisements in place? Or maybe they step further and say, hey, I'll refer you clients if you refer me clients. But, dude, what if you went up to what if you called in? I mean, everyone loves media. Everyone loves to be interviewed. Imagine if you called up a restaurant like Sam's doing and say, hey, I'd like to interview you for my blog and do a report on that you're a healthy business, a healthy restaurant in our community. Imagine going in there just with that attitude. You wouldn't even have to ask for anything. They're just going to give you anything you want.
Steve, the best way to get a referral is to give a referral. You know, that's the best way. If you want people to refer you, you refer them first, and see what happens. And that's, like you said, what a lot of people in any business do wrong is they're like, hey, I refer you people, you refer me people. And they wait to see who referred them first, and nothing ever happens. You know, what I do is I go in there and I interview a manager and I get to know the manager. I put them onto my blog and I tell my clients, hey, go see the manager. His name is Mike. His name is Jack. Go see him. And I send them a whole bunch of people. And guess what? Just out of the law of reciprocity, now for some reason he feels, wow, Sam sent me all these people. Now I know I need to send Sam somebody too. And that automatically happens. So that works so well for me, that I encourage everybody to start doing that, just referring people to local businesses that are reputable.
Dude, that is just brilliant, Sam. I gotta tell you, that is one of the best ideas I think I've heard, man. How to dominate an entire. No wonder you own Chino Hills, man. Gosh, can you imagine being a studio owner or personal trainer, in the Chino Hills area, anywhere in the Chino Hills area, and trying to start your business? And Sam owns every single restaurant. He owns every single chiropractor, every single nutritionist. Sam's just dominating, dude. Man, no wonder you're the gym destroyer, dude. I think it's brilliant, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, Steve. Just coming from you, you being a very successful businessman, I really, really appreciate the nice comments. Like I said, I wasn't always like this. Steve, if you want to get better at basketball, you got to go play with better basketball players, right?
Absolutely.
You can't go beat up on some, seventh or, sixth or seventh graders, if you want to get better at basketball. So if you want to get better at business, you got to rub elbow with people who are more successful than you, and you want to, pick their brain and see what they're doing. And that's all I've done. I'm not too proud to go to somebody and say, hey, dude, how you doing this? How you doing that? I've called you a few times, Steve, and I said, hey, Steve, what are you doing this? You're very successful. What are you doing? And I learned all kinds of things from you, And it goes back and forth. Nobody knows everything, the way I look at myself is I want to be better tomorrow, physically, financially, but also with knowledge. Knowledge is very important. If you know, you want to know more tomorrow than you know today. You have to learn something every day, and that's what I always try to do.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I always like to make the analogy, like you could take any NBA team, and you take an NBA All-Star team, and if they don't have a coach, they could get beat by a far inferior team, just because they're not coaching. They don't have that leader, guidance. Even the top athletes in the world get coached, man. Or especially the top athletes in the world. And that's probably why they are where they are. It's because they get coached by someone that can direct them and look on it from outside the fishbowl and help them achieve their goals, man. And that's
absolutely, man. I mean, you just need somebody to hold you accountable, make sure you're doing the things that you're supposed to do, and that's
You know, that's why even like the CEOs, there's a board of directors, you know, with most companies, because even the CEOs need somebody to hold them accountable. You know, and that's very true, and I totally believe in, you know, having a mentor, having somebody who been there, done that, and, you know, and learn from them.
So you got your blog going on. We just learned that you make $50,000 every time you spend $3,200 on your door hangers. Your website's kicking butt. You own every restaurant in town. Is there anything else? I mean, I don't think there needs to be anything else, but geez, Sam. Is there anything? What's that?
I'll tell you one thing that is very important, dude. It's very important. You got to treat everybody that comes through your door like they're the president of the United States. That's it. You know, when somebody comes in, you should, first of all, my front desk staff, one of the things that they get surveyed on is they need to know everybody by their first name. You know, the best thing anybody can hear is their first name. So when somebody walks in the door, you know, their client automatically, our front desk staff say, "Hey, Steve, how are you doing? Here's a bottle of water and towel. Have a great workout." That right there is worth $1 million rather than somebody, "Hey, hello, how you doing? Let me swipe you. Okay, have a good workout." You know?
Absolutely.
So treat them like a VIP. Always know their first name. Remember their birth dates. You know, I have my contact management system automatically set up to send a birthday card to all my clients. You know, my wife goes to beauty shop, you know, and they're like, "Oh my God, Sam sent me a birthday card. He's so nice." You know, girls are talking. That's the buzz you want. You know, a little birthday card that's automatically sent is going to cost you 50 cents. You know, over time, you know, it's going to they're just going to know that you care. You know, they're a VIP with you, and they ever need to, you know, come back to you or re-sign or anything like that, that goes a long way. So that's the only other thing that I would add.
Oh no, that's brilliant, dude. Sam, man, I'll tell you what, dude. There's no mystery why you're hitting the seven that you're making seven figures, and that you're doing what you're doing, man. I'll tell you what, man. You just gave like some of the best tips I think I've heard in a single interview in ever. Man, is there anything you want to add to this, bro? Because I think you just gave so much information. Anyone listening to this has a whole list of to-dos right now that is gonna, you know, dramatically dominate their income.
All I have to say to any personal trainer that wants to be successful is always step back and look at the overall business. You're not gonna go anywhere if you're training 14, 15 clients a day, you're training all day long. You got to look at a business, start systematizing everything so that this way your system runs by itself. You know, so, and I'm not, if you love training, yeah, go ahead and, you know, take a few clients and have a good time and do that. But overall, if you want to be successful, you got to start, you know, learning the business systems, and the best way to do that is, like I said, by self-educating, hiring mentors, reading programs and everything else like that. And you know what? There's a lot of good programs. There's a lot of bad programs. Do your research, you know, and see who out there that is really, you know, the top dogs, you know, of the fitness industry, and learn from them. You know, there's so many, you know, so many people, man, and just rub elbows with people who are, you know, where you want to be.
Awesome, Sam. Hey, man, I really, really appreciate the interview. Dude, if anyone wants to contact you or anything or for any reason or – well, you know, learn more about you, bro. You know, is there anything that you want to let people know?
Absolutely. You know, anybody want to contact me, they can contact me at sam@fitconcepts.com. You know, that's the easiest way. You know, I got one of those crackberries, so every time somebody emails me, I get it right away.
Sam.
So, you know, and you know, my business phone number is 909-393-9075. Again, that's 909-393-9075. I'm always here to help. You know, and if anybody, you know, to need anything, you know, just don't hesitate to email me or call me.
Hey, Sam. Sam?
Yes, I'm here.
Password.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Whoops.
Please enter your password.
Hit the wrong button, man. Sorry about that. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome, man. That was one of those technical genius mistakes right there. Still learning how to work a phone over on this end, man.
Hey,
Sam. Thanks, man. I know. What are you about to do right now, man? What are you gonna do? Tell me how what you're doing right after this phone call.
Right after this phone call, I'm gonna jump in the shower, man. I'm taking the top down for my Ferrari. I'm going to Newport Beach, hanging out all day, and you know, meeting up with some friends, and that's it, man. This is gonna do one of those Southern California Fridays, baby.
Dude, man, that's a life, Sam. Hey, I appreciate the interview, dude. That was badass, bro.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate you, man. Thank you for considering me, man. That means a lot to me that you even consider me. I will have Juliana send you the thing for SurveyMonkey, the questions that I ask.
Dude, thanks, Sam. You are the man, dude.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Hey, talk to you soon, bro.